Anyway, I have had quite difficulties with the practice, so or with the motivation. So I was practicing maybe 2 days, so that I was kind of letting go a little bit of the objects. So. Or maybe including more of the, trying to include more of the thoughts and the feelings part, which was interesting for some time when I started it. But then after that, I think it's maybe it was too difficult or something. But it was like there was not much happening when I was doing the practice or.
Tu atu mudwe motivation yon re ready na yam atu to ayo ni lu cha lu pyo re khana ku sei de atwe de kha emotion ni po chi de da ma sa ti lo ma sei wen sa mu kaung shi le de da ma khet lo la ma ti u re tu a lo myo pyo ne da ma pi lo ma pi de
so then I think when that lasted for long enough then the motivation went down, and then I was having lots of delusion or defilements about this kind of ideas that practice is not working and this kind of thing.
But
then I can't use that very well as a material for the meditation, unfortunately.
You can't watch that all that delusion, the thoughts.
I mean, it's. In a way it's maybe too difficult. It's not hard to watch.
Difficult or popular.
Okay. Sierra wants to know, when you say it's difficult, what is difficult? Is it difficult?
It's difficult for me to see it. Actually it's not very strong. Usually, this kind of feelings, when I have them, they don't get very strong. So, they are kind of vague. I know that they are there, but then if I try to look at the details, I just don't get it.
You don't need the details. You don't need the details. You don't need the details.
Yes, right.
I'm
not the problem.
He said, actually, in the practice, the longer we practice, the more subtle things become, and you can't see detail at first. But if the mind wants to see detail and is not satisfied with the quality of the present moment, then it starts to feel like something is wrong or demotivated.
Sierra says,
in the beginning, when we start, like right when we begin practicing, he says, everything we observe has so much concept involved that it feels like we can see very clearly. But then when we see through all that, he says the concepts start to fade. Although the concepts are there, the mind sees the reality more, and reality is more subtle. He says, and then it feels like we can't really grasp it so clearly like we used to when it was concepts. But he says, yeah, reality can't be seen the way we can see concepts. They can only be understood.
Yeah.
He said, for example, if you think of the thinking mind, right? There's the thinking and there's the mind that is thinking, right? He says, we know the thinking, but we don't usually know the mind. Now, imagine that you took the thinking out of the mind and there's just the mind. How do we know it's mind? It's very, you know? Yeah, it's really intangible. All you can know is that it came and it went. It came and it comes and goes. So when you have, say, a mind that is not thinking, then the people don't know how to know this is mine. Because you don't have something conceptual to grip it with. Yeah? to identify it. But yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering because then
I see.
One of the most difficult to see is one of the most difficult objects to know really is seeing the
size object.
Yeah, he said there is like. You know, when we know seeing, what we know is mostly the things that we see, the colors, the shapes, the forms, even the dimension, you know, the distance between things and all that. But he says, if we took all of that away and there was still seeing, how would we know that?
So, now the cool, they are told my cow knows who you do it.
So he says in meditation when a yogi starts saying that it's getting difficult, he says that's definitely a wrong attitude because meditation is not difficult because all you have to do is know and it's not difficult to know. It may not be clear or it may be clear, but it's not difficult to know that something is being known. But when the yogi wants to know a certain way, the object should be like this or like that, or, you know, the experience of... Then it gets difficult. Mm. It's difficult to do what you want, but it's not difficult to meditate.
Not difficult to meditate. Difficult to get
what you want.
Okay, then I'm wondering.
So if you're finding it like no detail, kind of vague, just stay with it. Okay. Just know it like that continuously and see what happens.
Yeah,
and then because you are being continuously mindful and accepting as it is, the wisdom starts to grow because the awareness is continuous. And then when there's enough, he says suddenly it'll feel like everything's really clear. Without you having tried to.
Yeah, mine is saying, "Nyan is saying, that pramatha ayo, nyan ayo, pramatha the body area."
Yeah, and he says this is because the object reality is the object of vipassana mind. Yep, and you need that mind to arise by being just aware.
Yeah, because I tried to go back to the objects, looking at the objects, but somehow. It was kind of the mind was resisting more of that, and it felt more natural to be in the more delusive state or whatever.
what you thought was delusive.
Is it better to stay with that kind of practice?
He says so your mind is resisting because you're trying to have a more clear awareness or clear view of whatever you see, but it feels more natural to be with where you are.
Thank you.
Wait. Yeah. Not ready yet.
No.
He's introducing now.
Okay, well, as it happens, I have some parallels or similarities as Hilka. So, generally going okay. Reasonable amount of interest. In the process. But the other thing there's a lot of is tension. Yeah, I have sort of chronic tension. And
chronic tension all the time, not just in sitting.
No, I get a lot of migraines, and so I have a lot of shoulder, neck, head tension. It's not there all the time, but it's there a lot of the time, and it increases with sitting. So I tend to do more walking than sitting.
Dinner. Okay.
But take care of your mind, that's it.
Yeah, the mind feels not. The mind feels okay. It feels like it's not resisting in an obvious way.
That's the most important thing.
Fine, okay.
The body is going to be always, you know, changing. It's not always going to be comfortable.
Like this is kind of weather, cold. That is the most difficult. Body response. Yeah.
It is interesting sometimes noticing when the body and mind feel very relaxed. It's interesting just to note when those times are. And I had a period today of feeling a lot of aversion. Really, really quite strong aversion. And it was over lunch, sort of in the dining area. And then I did my yogi job after lunch. And so, I had quite a lot of aversion, different objects. And then I came up to my room and just sat. And it was so clear. It was so clear that the aversion wasn't about the objects. Just sitting with an aversive mind. And I actually felt really relaxed at that time. the energy felt very free. Mm. And so I was thinking again about this, the nature of dosa and... Mm. The job description,
very good.
I had this sense of dosa as like a blowtorch. Mm-hmm. That can be turned up and down, so it could be this tiny little... It would sort of calm down.
Yeah.
Just be with the experience, feel it in my body, know it as dosa. And then I would sort of play with letting one of the objects that come to mind, image, and the blowtorch would go... And then I sort of just come back and it would go... Shh. Mm-hmm. And just sort of observing it in this way and sort of playing with it and...
Tuwa di kana ko na sei ne tatai ti ya ra sei wen za mu kaung ne re sei wen za mu tatta ra ti ya ra sei wen za re di ne tu thamin sa re a chei ma tu aversion ni a yan mya re re aversion ni ta a mya ro tu ai chei ma ti de tu na bro yogi job lo bro tu khan na twa bro ดีดอดาကိုကြည့်တယ်ပေါ့ကြည့်တော့အရန်တိတာတဲ့ဒေါသစိတ်ရှိနေလို့ဖြစ်နေတာဒီအာယုံကြောင့်မဟုတ်ဆိုတာနောက်တော့ဒေါသဖြစ်နေတာသူကသမင်းစားတဲ့အချိန်မှာသူ့မှာမကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်တွေအများကြီးဖြစ်တယ်သူပြောတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူအခန်းထဲပြန်သူတော့မှမမြင်ဘူးအခန်းမမို့မြင်ပြီးသားဒါပေမဲ့အခန်းထဲရောက်မှတေးချာကြည့်လို့ရတော့အဲ့အချိန်မှာသူ့ကိုရိုးရိုးလေးကြည့်ရလားအဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကအရန်ရီလက်စ်
description.
DESCRIPTION.
Yeah, much harder.
Description. Description. Error. Umalabi.
And error.
Error. Tua. Tuo. The detail. Error. The balukom let. Tu ye. The bawa. The kun ba let tu le sura. Ho mi mi thore. Mi thore ai. Kriya li pia. Tua. Tena lu bale. Ho alu lai mi le. Ho ne thwe deli. Tila blow torch lo kore.
Mi thore ki pani ama tau.
Welding mallet
oh tv
allo mio re tu a ra ri o pian yang lo ya le shot lo ya a tu mien na le tu a di hao dao shao shu yin tu a yoe wa le ai a yong chang sin za lai wong ne pian tet de pi lo khan sa mu pian shu yin pian yoe wa a yong pian sin za lai wong ne pian tet
ayo
da ba tu
okay yes good
He says, you said that when you think about the object again, then the you know, it gets the blowtorch sort of blows up again. So what makes you see that the aversion has nothing to do with the object? Because the way you've described it, it would seem that it's the thinking of the object that brings up that heightens the aversion, right? So what makes you know that it's not the object directly that's bringing it up?
Okay. That's a good question. I suppose I spent...
So there's some idea the mind has about that object.
Mm-mm.
That's actually the thing that transmits the connector sort of thing. Not the object itself, but the idea. Because if you had some right idea about the object or right understanding about the object or right view or right attitude about the object, then that aversion would not arise. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that maybe came a little bit later.
He says that's right. So we just observe and to understand the process.
So I the experience, feeling, idea, the
so we need to see these three. He says the object/experience, the feelings, and the ideas that we hold and how they relate.
They
are related.
Okay, another thing. I think it's to do with right and wrong effort and maybe sort of personal effort as well. Because a couple of days ago, and I think after the interviews, I was quite interested in, or there was interest in intention and the thinking mind.
Intention and thinking mind.
So observing those things. And there was the idea to, there was interest, quite a lot of interest, so I wanted to observe more.
Mm-hmm.
And I just met with just resistance. The mind just resisted this...
It's trying to see more.
It just resisted going to those objects. So it, what felt like had to happen is I had to be with what was actually happening.
Yeah.
That was the learning, had to be what was actually happening. Mm. I can't try and make something happen with sort of personal effort. And actually over becoming interested in what was actually happening eventually led to once again being just quite naturally noticing intention, noticing thinking.
Tua choza rahman amara re ho personal effort na sai lo hut ne usin ya ho sait de bari a chang ni pyo ro tu a chin sei ne twei de sait ko po ti chin ne da mai sait ka pe ma ti u re ai how ayon yu ma so ayon yujin yujin sari there's some humming. Whenever Seattle gives information about anything, it's not for us to try to do it or try to know that object. It's just to have it as information, and then we just continue with what is there in the present moment for us as it is. And because the mind has the information, when the mind is ready, it will open to those objects.
Just to clarify, it wasn't just that the information was there. It's like I had interest and able to observe intention in the couple of days before that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't... The mind had gone somewhere else. It wasn't... I wasn't able to direct it.
Aim a tiny in Nayakara, Chinzi divide theatre. I mean, စိတ်ကတခြားဟာကိုစိတ်သူ့ဟာသူ့ရောက်နေတာများတော့တမင်တက်ကြီးလိုက်သိအောင်လုပ်လို့မရအောင
် yes သူတခြားဟာစိတ်ဝင်စားနေချိန်မှာသူအတင်းမပြောင်းအောင
် yeah when the mind has interest in something he said you can't force it into something else yeah
ကောင်ယောယောဂီတွေကအများကြီး information အိုးချိုပြီးတော့အပူလေးရှောက်မပြောတာ
သူပြောတော့ပြောမိတာ
ပြောမပြောမိတာဘာလို့ပြောလိုက်ရင်သူကလိုက်ချင်ရော
He says that's one of the dangers of his giving a lot of information is the yogis try to start trying to unconsciously manipulate their experience, thinking that that's a better thing to know or, you know, we should, yeah, and that's...
Well, I suppose maybe the enthusiasm was... the enthusiasm had maybe gone to a sort of conceptual, oh, I'm interested in...intention rather than what's then actually happening right
yeah yeah to what or to intention go sei win sa re lo tin na bo de ge sik ka sei win sa ra ma hout dei u bo a lo myo yeah
ti chin na o bo curiosity phit
na yeah
nyut thai ya be tu ti chin nei ni tu a lo lo be ati kaung lai ti na ma
lo yeah he says we don't actually have to try to know the object so long as it's in our mindyou know that you want to know intentions and then you're just with the present moment as it is, the mind will start tuning into it, yeah. Yeah. Dabbe.
For me, it has been a lot of attention to...what happens when seeing other people.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as seeing, but also as images in the mind.
Lu re o mien tu chi de de. Sait tha ma pho de image ye. Mien na o mien na ya.
And just noticing how often it happens and how much it affects the feeling tone.
But long man man phit le ba lo khan sa le chi le
and sometimes it has also been more connected to see some ideas or opinions in connection with that but mainly it has been staying with the feeling
ta khat le tu na pat tet le idea re ba re ti le da mae to ro myan myan chin ai khan sa mu ba dai yai ti da myan le
And in connection with that, but also in other, yeah, in connection with that, a lot of, not only in connection with that, but anyway, a lot of self-critical thoughts. And like... And...It has been very interesting because it is like these thoughts have had some very repetitive,
He says when we are self-critical, we also tend to be critical of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So dare. Yeah.
Yeah, but both give suffering. I mean, doesn't matter if it's critical towards me or to others.
Yes, critical mind is suffering. Yeah.
And
because it's dosa.
Yes,
yeah, the root is dosa.
Yeah,
wanting and not getting, and then there's dosa.
Yeah. And so in this area of self-critical, judgmental, comparing or whatever thoughts...it has been kind of a process where it is like where in the from being thoughts and coming feelings and getting very strong with wrong view so getting very like I'm responsible for this, I have to do something, I have to solve it, I have to think or something.
Yeah.
And then the process continues until, like, I mean, the thoughts in themselves, they don't lead, as if the mind could understand that these thoughts, they don't lead anywhere. They're just repetitive.
Yeah.
So just more and more staying with the feeling tone. Mm. And in that way, more and more right view could arise.
Yeah. Tu ap yore ho atwe de na ma tu ba ho a mye ma ba de li. Da mae da o tu ba dai ai to shu ra mho. Da mae ta phie phie da re o mya 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 chi lo sik ka ba ta bo paw la le so ro di atwe de upama ko 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 ba a phie tin tin ba ba phie phie da nga lout tin ne ba phie de nya phie de pyo ra naw pai sik ka ta bo paw la di ha re ya be u ma twa ra ma ho. Upana machine. Tu ba thak kha thak kha la ra be shi lo. Tu ma udi ya ma shi u da ba lou me. Ai lo na le da ra sik ka ba lou le so atwe de o tei
ma yong no.
Ma yong no a yong ma sai taw be ne di khan sa mu o be mya mya chi ro. Right view a tu ha tu win win la le.
Ya ba. Yot twa la bi bo.
Ba yot twa.
Feeling yot la bi so yin.
Yeah, so when
khan sa mu yot la bi so right view tu lo lo
be
la.
When the feelings, when the negative feelings are subsiding, he says then right view comes in more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's enough. It was anyway some more seeing how Lobha and Dosa are again this of exaggerating very strongly, and then when it starts it wants to get more. So Dosa, when it starts, it like looks for more.
Yeah.
More similar memories, similar feelings.
Lobha Dosa pongyi che da. Tu a shi mi so yin tu ma kai sia shi mi so yin tacha ha like kai chin na like sha ni or. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
The defilement of it's a terrible.
This is the nature of the defilements.
Tu baba pero moha ka tu ape.
And delusion helps them. Delusion encourages them to carry on.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of that.
Ram nyai mer.
Lobha win la bi so to po lo chin aw to a myo myo lobha ka delusion phan di bei.
Yeah, greed's function is to desire. Then, you know, if it gets what it wants, then it'll desire the next thing because that's its function, to desire. And delusion, it creates things for it to desire. It will give it, it will feed it all these illusory beliefs that these are good or nice.
Angry dynamic top dollar
top. And Dosa does the opposite, right? It thinks things are detestable, irritating, and so on. And then delusion feeds it that way, you know? Yeah.
So,
Check.
I feel it. I don't know if you have experience of an old Volvo car.
Volvo.
An old Volvo is, you cannot kill it. It just goes on and on. Loose pieces, but it goes on.
But it's very heavy to drive.
No. I have a Volvo. It's good.
Volvo car. Talo me out. Volvo yang kai ne.
Oh, I love it.
Tua techa yang ka wang lo tha ro. Volvo balao ve haung haung. Tua toa ni ma ve ne. Tu ma ko Volvo haung shi ne.
What fucking good.
Volvo.
Volvo.
Tu ro Swedish car.
It's like a Volvo car.
Swedish car.
Is it Swedish Volvo?
It's Swedish. Yeah, that's why I have to put a reference in this.
Yeah.
So it's my car. So I have an old Volvo car, and I know about what I'm speaking.
Era tu car.
So it works. I mean, it's not so fast.
They're built to last.
But it's so the practice is going like a Volvo car. It goes on.
Yes,
it just goes on.
Yes. Salomea.
There was it's funny to say that I tried to do something because the mind is doing itself. So it's very, very funny to say that there was this try to take a little bit of distance.
Tu lo pho cho sa le da mae pyo ara ra yee sia kaung ne ba so ro sait ka lo ne ma tai ti da le da mae tu lo pho cho sa ra ba sat ka pyo yee chin ne
mind does whatever it wants.
Yeah, sait ka tu lo chin da lo
so it didn't I mean I felt like maybe there is this feeling inside that there is a little bit of lobha in looking at the object, so just to go a little bit back.
You felt like there was
I wanted, the mind, I wanted to back, But the result was that thoughts, the mind went lost in thoughts that could remember all from A to Z, but was lost in thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. Tu say tema, tu tin like de chi de tema, loba nene shi de tin de. And now tu apia ma shuba ne balo le so tu back up lo po chusa re. Lo po chusa ro ba chi wa le so a chusa mu a atwe re o myo wa re. Atwe re o myo ra twa ra. Pi ro atwe o kon lo ma mi de re. Da ma myo ro myo ni.
Myo ni. Atwe ro ma mi de. Ho zalan wo twa sin san ni. Te ke phit ni de ha ma mi no.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the mind will back when it backs. The funny thing is that there is this yogi thing that one thinks that one can do things,
yeah,
and
yeah,
one cannot do. It's really true. The mind is meditating. It's just to accept the conditions that are there. That is just the mind doing it.
Chala lili, balushu mesura u. Sinsan siya maluli.
Yeah, yeah. He says, the more we practice, the more the mind understands how to practice. And it doesn't have to think about how to practice. It sort of finds its way. The wisdom starts to operate. Yeah. He says it's like, have you watched Kung Fu movies? Kung Fu movies? Yeah. There's a very, actually it's in one of these Kung Fu movies. And so there's a very secret manual and you have to learn the manual. So there's all these moves that you have to do, right? You have to go through certain movements over and over and over. And then at the end of the manual, the instruction is to forget all the moves. And it's only if somebody can successfully forget the whole manual that they become master at all the moves. Because by that time, you practice it so much, it's become unconscious.
Yeah.
So you must like sort of stop the conscious so that the unconscious can take over. Yeah.
Meditation is like that.
He says meditation is like that. When you've done it a long time, you don't need to think about how to do it.
No. And it is to give up any wish to lead, even little, because, yeah. I mean, even if it's a little idea, it's better to drop it because it's not...
Bao lu cham le suro, na lo lo e, lo chi me suro.
Na lo ni, I call yin so tu lo ti na, lo tam ya yin so khan ya le ma.
Yeah, and first he said you'll have to suffer all the times that the mind tries.
Yes, yes.
Every time.
Done.
Yeah,
done, done, done,
done, done, done.
No, also this done.
Done.
Done. Do I lose them?
No, really.
Yeah.
I see my screwdriver and the cushion. I have the channel shop clean.
He says, I have a little screwdriver and I want to fix things. He says, and I will try many times until you get it and take it away. And when you see that it's actually a screwdriver, he says, then it will stop.
Yeah. But
As
I said, it's a Volvo car, so it goes on.
He likes the Volvo car.
Frustration, no frustration. I'm very happy about that.
Say toto, matoto. Say chana.
No, no result. No big things didn't happen. Wow, nothing.
Chiji chaje baam.
No, no. No wow things. One thing that I wanted to ask is because it happens now and then it happens.
Yeah, I tell you what now.
You know? And it is when just before something is done, some action,
mm-hmm,
or during an action that is repeating itself, like going upstairs, that the mind is seeing, is like it's walking before it walks.
Yes, tu awak biar kena kena lalu dek loko re. Tua lalu macam seka tu macam kau seka show ni.
Or when I have to get up,
yes,
that I can see there is this film. I see this done, 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 and then at the end, it's going up. I mean, I don't know if, and this is the question again, I don't know if it's anything to do with intention, I don't know, but it is, it happened in many other circumstances, not only on a retreat, that I sit I know there is something that I should do.
Mm.
And it's like I see the film. I see that happening, happening. At a certain point,
you start doing it.
I start to do it.
Right. Tua, chinzik ko hua, planning zik o. Chinzik pe pyo mla planning zik pe. Tua, di ma re makao re, ein ma le. Taku ku lo ma sui, sika di ha lo po. Kana kana ayin win na re. Lo ma. De chen jam ma tua, ta lo ma re. Eri ha tu, kana kana mien na re. Chinzik lo kong la, planning zik lo kong. Yeah, both together.
Yeah,
intention and planning mind.
And thinking mind. Yeah.
And thinking mind, yeah.
And
how low that chamber intention are gone.
Yeah.
But the planning are gone.
Yeah. So when you start, when that chain of thoughts start, the planning is strong at the beginning and the intention is weak. So the energy is weak.
Okay. So and it's then, like a roll. It's like a ball.
Yeah. So by the time you actually, the action actually happens, the intention, the energy has grown
up
strong enough, yeah, for it to move, yeah.
Okay. I've lost my glasses, so I don't see what I wrote. But the mind is seeing repetitive patterns of how, and looking at causes for all the various those aloba and obviously moha that arises. It's very interesting. No one would find it interesting, I find, but the mind is finding it interesting to look at these repetitions.
Yeah. Say tema who do pissy red or da pissy red, moi loba pissy red.
Thank you.
Oh, a chow yari book to button it, Bure. Dario, oh, taka pisi re hari. Seka, mieni re re. Da pipi swing, dilo pipiami, da pipi swing, dilo pipiami, tu, di lanjao ni mien la re re. But do ma se wins ama, moho re. Dame di seka, te se wins a re.
Yanga se wins a. Yanga, the bawa, the body out na re.
When you see nature, when you see what happens naturally in the mind, he says wisdom is very interested in the nature of the mind.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that it's interesting.
Yeah.
And I find that it was very interesting what Siado said. What's your name?
Well, don't use names.
Ika.
Yeah. Don't use names.
Yeah, yeah. Because to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Cancel name.
Yes.
Because it is that I was a little bit curious to see this mind is so interested, nothing happens, nothing really happens, but it looks at I don't know what sometimes, it's all the senses, the sense, but it's not really getting. It's like stupid. It feels like doesn't understand. There is something inside that doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Yeah. But it's still interested to be
present.
It's
very interesting. And
so. Tupiore, ho lu piora ne nene sanjimbe tuwa pini re hari roti ne. Dame, bama tutu sanjan pini ra mo. Dame, seka jilain tono nyi lo be re. Pini ra jine. Dame, seka zare re. That because it's wisdom's object. So wisdom knows all of this is valuable. It's valuable. Yeah. The objects are very simple. The objects are very simple, will always be simple. It's always the same objects. It's only Namarupa. But when there's an insight, it's like the world falls apart. It's like everything cracks open, you know, it's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing, yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Now it's just Volvo. Aguara Volvo. Design to Ania. Porsche Malade. Yeah. Okay.
After the last interview, I tried to focus a bit less and to be relaxed and open and. The next day, I had the feeling, everything is so superficial and it's not happening a lot and it's just a bit boring. And then I could see that before I had quite a lot of loba. create something or get something. And in the beginning, I was a bit, dismotivated.
Demotivated.
And then I said, okay, so you can relax, enjoy. And today it was quite going well. I have also the impression the continuity is going a bit more. And it was very interesting because I could see that several times that thoughts came up, memories, and then suddenly feelings, not very strong, and I was interested to look. I could see it, a memory, a feeling, and then another thought, feeling, and but it just was very subtle and quick away. And even I was thinking of something in my life which makes me usually very angry when I think about it, and it just was a bit popping up. And I also knew that in my daily life it's just taking me very often into the story, and then the whole thing gets on.
To hotenia to saida mi alo to sholaita patama ne ma tu
don't want amia
tiara superficial phit lo navro ho ba ma le tai phit ta mho ba ma le ma tu tin le ma sha a lo myo re phit pro sik ka na na demotivation phit de da ba mai tu set lo de set out trip de yo de lo ba phit de time ba a thau yin ne naw ni cha ro tadi sat san man ti la de tiara na na chi la de a ro tu ta chain cha ro tu a twe ne khan sa mu ဟို memory တခုပေါ်လာတယ်အဲ့တော့စိတ်ဝင်စားလာတယ်တဲ့ဒီဟာနဲ့ဒီဟာနဲ့ဆက်ဆက်မှုနောက်ပြီးတော့တိမ်မွေးတော့သူကတိလိုက်တော့တိတ်မကြောက်ပျောက်သွားတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့အိမ်မှာသူအရန်ဒေါသဖြစ်စေတဲ့အတွေးတခုပေါ်လာတော့အချိုင်းမနေဘူးတဲ့ပျောက်သွားတယ်အိမ်မှာဆိုရင်လည်းအဲ့ဒီ story တွေပါပြီးတော့
အားထည့်ထားတာအားခုနကပြောအားထည့်ထားတာကြီးကဘယ်လိုပဲကိရိတာချင်းပေါက်လိုက်ရင်သူကကြားနေတာဟုတ်ဆော့လိုက်တော့ကိရိတာကိုဆော့ချလိုက်တာ
ညာ
တော့ကောင်းနေတက်မလာတော့ဘူ
းပါတက်မလာတော့
ပေါမလားအရင်အတက်မလားတော့လေအရင်ဆိုရင်တော့အားချစ်ချင်းနဲ့ဖြစ်တတ်တဲ့ဟာတော့အခုမှဖြစ်တော့
ဘူးဖြစ်နိုင်ဆရာတို့ said that we you know there are the defilements that arise in the mind and then he says there's the defilement that we put into the practice unconsciously like lobha for the practice or dosa in the practice you know feeling yeah so he says that sort of thing then feeds the defilement that is arising you know and it can like when you know things arise it can get worse but when you relax when he says to relax focus and all what he's trying to get us to do is also get that defilement to relax because if we can't try to do then that defilement can't use that avenue to come in and so when you relax that the doing the defilement in the awareness is reduced so then he says when you see other defilements arise they're not feeding the defilements in the awareness and cannot feed the defilements that arise then you see you just watch and it just goes its own way
အလုတ်ထဲမှာကြည့်သူလည်းအထည့်ပြီးလုပ်တယ်ကိုလည်းအထည့်ပြီးလုပ်အဲ့လိုလူချင်းချင်းအထည့်ထားပြီးလုပ်နေလို့ရှိရင်လုတ်ထဲမှာစကားပြောစရာဖြစ်နေတယ်သူငင်းတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်အပ
ါ
သူလည်းအပါကိုလည်းအပါဘာလို့အားတွေထည့်ထားလို့
Yeah he says it's like if two people work together and they're both very hard working and he says if they both start to talk about how to do a piece of work and they have different opinions, he says it becomes like an argument because they both have strong opinions.
You know,
and they both have strong like energy. Yeah, then it can, yeah, so that's what it will feel like in the...
another thing which I could see today very clearly was this...
Yeah, well, adhikari, vipatana ma, ပေါ်ပေါ်မအားလေးကိုမမှန်လေးနဲ့ကြာကြာလေးတဘာဝဖြစ်သွားအောင်ကြိုးစားမှာလူကအားထည့်ထားတဲ့အားဘယ်တော့မှကြာကြာမခံအောင်
Yeah
သူထားထည့်တော့တော့သူရှိမှာမထည့်တဲ့အချိန်ချင်းလုံးဝမရှိတော့
Yeah he says that's why in vipassana practice he says the important thing is to know to like learn how to put in this steady effort like a Volvo and keep going he said because when we put more than is necessary that's the personal thinking that we need more he says that sort of effort he says we can only sustain it for so long and then when we get tired he says it drops completely so it's like either here or not here. You know, there's not this steady maintenance, yeah, that is necessary.
But I find it really, really very difficult to find the right
balance. Balance ko shara khete.
I told you one thing, Bima.
Well, experience will teach you. Mm. Yeah, that's how it happens. We learn.
What I also could see today very clearly was this selfing sometimes. Mm. You know, a thought was coming up related to me, in a good, sometimes in a good, it was also mana in a good way, where I felt good, mm-hmm. and the opposite. I could see it, and it was not so strong. And I know also in my daily life, sometimes I suffer quite a lot about these selfing thoughts.
Dingase ko dine miene, dine miene kama tu atu ko tu nene kaune beka tuene ra tu miene ti lighto yo ayo ware re. Tama ei male alum yo tuene ami ai si re re tu di hajang ko doka yau dalle ti re re. Yeah, what's important is to recognize the selfing, recognize the effect, and then keep going, keep recognizing over and over again.
And I have a question. I never, since I'm coming to the retreat or to the center with Sayadaw, I never heard him speak about Sila. Does that have a reason?
He says, basically the yogis mostly know about 5 precepts and 8 precepts. He doesn't need to tell them.
But if you are mindful all the time, this automatically will pass.
Yeah, but mostly if we are being mindful and just doing our work, yogi work, yeah, he says usually 5 precepts are more or less maintained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The pure mind training, I mean, I take the power much. Right, the Indian scene, you don't take me up here, the power jar. I think I'm pure. Pure, you don't take me up here.
Yeah. He says, he doesn't. It's true that.
Tamalune, pure. That two are tila tina that two are so. Chow tara pene.
It's true, he said that, you know, that to even maintain the 5 precepts, we must have some idea about them. Okay, then we can practice, because we might have the wrong idea about what is sila, right? Or what is acceptable or right or wrong, whatever. But he says, if we have that general knowledge already, he says, he's not the sort who wants to impose things on people. Mm-hmm. He doesn't believe that somebody else doing something because he said so is a true reflection of that person's mind. So he says, if he says, oh, you should keep the 5 precepts, and then the yogi tries to keep the 5 precepts, that's not what springs from the natural mind. Mm-hmm. That's not a wisdom from the coming internally from that yogi's mind that is, you know, so he feels that all yogis need to learn to the point that they understand why they need to. Zarita tila chara ho pam ho wa patima
defilement defilement shin twa tila ma lo no a chi lai tila ma lo no
da mai zarita tila lout tin na ga
patima
ma
ma mho
kaung na lout
mho ba phi phi lout tin na o lout ya ma ma lout tin na ma lout ya ne na khu long ba
oh hote patima na khu so long ba
sai ku phi tin tha ma lo wa mho lout mho kaung na man lout ya ma mho kaung na man ma lout ya patima a kon ba ya
Sarita
dila be
hari. Sarita
dila ga. Ita rasina. Warita ne sarita la pali lo yo lo. Pama lo ga mat tha la lo. Lout tin naw lout da sarita. Warita shaung tin naw shaung la.
Okay. There's two ways to look at sila. The doing of what should be done and the not doing of what should not be done. Right? If you know the Patimokkha, you know the Buddha says do good, avoid evil, purify the mind, right? So do good. So it actually says to do what should be done, right? The sila that we always talk about, the upasata or the panchasila, the 5 precepts and the 8 precepts, it's that's the varita sila. It's the avoidance of that which should not be done. Yeah, and then there's charita. Do as much as possible of what should be done.
Naturally born.
Yeah, and for someone who is being mindful all the time and wisdom is growing, he says then because we are learning, then the learning should also be including and beginning to understand what should be done and what should not be done, because we will observe the effects and learn from that.
Well, I have still more thought than usual, but it's interesting now to observe them really as an object.
More thoughts than usual, as in
usually in, after 2 weeks of or 9-10 days of practice, when I did more of the Mahasi style.
Right.
But two things happen. One is really more acceptance of the thinking mind. And then there's their thoughts, which are really like seen as an object. And it's really like an anatta feeling. So there's
anatta
the thinking.
This is what we want. He says, not for the thoughts to stop, but to have this kind of understanding. Thoughts can be object and insight can arise.
Yeah. But then there changes. Thoughts, which are often carry stronger emotions. And there's more the eye involved and a strong identification with this. And these thoughts easier suck the mind into into non-awareness. And also what sometimes happens is I'm a little bit used still to the labeling. And so it happens, it's not a problem, but I had some experience like there was the label of mana, and afterwards I realized that I had a mana thought, but I was not aware of this thought. And this was a little bit interesting, that there was a kind of awareness, labeling something, but I was not really aware of it.
The natural mind knows a lot. A lot more than we know. Yes.
Yeah, it's more like an unconscious awareness.
Awareness to kuwalo lo ne talo.
Tema sika dabawa lo lo ne ba.
Yeah, the mind is working naturally. There is a momentum in the awareness and wisdom.
I don't know. Yeah, there's an awareness in the. Kuwala conscious ma pi da. Tema
He says because at a conscious level we can't be conscious of everything. He said, but at a you know more subconscious level, the mind knows a lot more stuff that's going on, which is why sometimes when things happen and we're not aware, we can still recall them. He says he remembers this. He had a memory like when he became a monk, I think. After he became a monk, and he were, you know, and he was practicing, he says one day a memory arose of a time when he was drunk, dead drunk at home, when he was in those, you know, in his days, when Yes, in his wild days. And he says, what was really amazing was that he was drunk at that time, definitely not aware. And he actually hadn't remembered it for a long time. But when the memory came back, he said he could remember how, in his drunk state, the mind was making plans about how to lie to his father and how, you know, how to manipulate his father so that he could maybe get past him or get something from him. Yeah, he could remember all that the mind was doing at that time. Yeah, and at that time he had no awareness and so on. But yeah, the mind recalled clearly the whole mind state.
Yeah.
So in the current state of lucidity, of clarity, he says, and at that time, although awareness is not present, but, you know, perception works, you know, sanya works, and that remembers things, right? That's sort of the storage function of the mind. So in a state of clarity, it comes back.
Yeah.
It can decode the sanya.
Well, and I have a general question, since he talked about